typically what NHTSA will do is allow the auto companies, you know, 3 to 4 years to get it on all their cars. So it'll probably be phased in over a period of time.
Can you give me a sense of just how much safer this could potentially make vehicles?
Well, the Insurance Institute for Highway Safety says that it'll save about 10,000 lives a year. That's second only to seatbelts as far as safety features on cars. It is several times as many lives as are saved by airbags, for instance. They're talking about single vehicle crashes being reduced by 40%, SUV rollovers by 80%. So those are some huge numbers. It's hard to argue against the technology with numbers like that.
Is there a sense as to what kind of cost this might add for a consumer to a vehicle?
Well, right now, as an option, and it is optional on several cars, it runs anywhere from $300 to $500 typically. Now, that's the retail price on it. So the cost for the automaker to put it on is substantially less than that. So it isn't a real big cost. It's you know, in the neighborhood of what it costs you to get a sunroof, for instance.
And at the same time, though, potentially down the road, it could save automakers money in terms of liability.
Well, some of that, it probably will save us some money on our insurance. There have been some studies showing some savings on insurance claims. It certainly will save us on the societal cost, if you will, of auto crashes. It costs us like $800 for every man, woman, and child in this country every year for the cost of automobile crashes. So there's a substantial amount of that that can be saved.
Give me a quick sense as to exactly how this technology works and whether or not, you know, somebody's even going to notice what's happening.
Well, basically the way the technology works is that the car has ABS on it to start with, so it has wheel speed sensors to let the system know, the computer know how fast the car is going. It has a sensor in the steering column to let the system know what the driver's doing, which way he's trying to steer the car. It also has a gyroscope in the car, like they use on airplanes and missile systems, to let the system know how fast the car is turning, how fast it's rotating about its vertical axis. So it compares this data and can tell how fast the car ought to be rotating compared to what it's really doing. And if it's not the same, then the system will apply the brakes individually, one wheel at a time, to help make the car go where the driver's trying to point it. Now, if he decides to drive in the ditch on purpose, it'll let him. You know, the difference, though, is this system tries to keep you from getting out of shape that way in the first place. The system will start correcting before you actually notice what's happening.
Let's focus a little bit on Continental now. Obviously, you're one of the companies that has this system. I know there are some other suppliers that make this type of system. But what is this going to mean for Continental's bottom line, if indeed it is mandated? How much of an increase in business might you see as a result of this?
Well, I'm sure we'll see a little bit, although we're you know, the biggest supplier right now in the U.S. And a lot of the vehicles we're working with now already have it as standard equipment. So it's not going to be a huge thing for us, but it will help some. Most of these units are built in Morganton, up the road from you there, is where our assembly plant is for the electronic stability control in the U.S. And we're keeping those folks working pretty hard right now, and I don't see anything changing in the future other than maybe a little more work.
I appreciate your time today.
Hey, thank you very much.